This is Robert Martellacci, publisher of the Mindshare Learning Report, Canada's learning and technology e-magazine. Our April Cross Canada Spotlight is on La Belle Province de Quebec, along with our special Buyer's Guide edition for the month of April. I'm fortunate to have joined me this evening for a Mindshare Learning Moment, Roxanne DeForge, Head of Academic Relations at Learning Bird, Inc. Her goal is to ensure that pedagogically meaningful resources are being created, communicated, and integrated to have a positive impact on educational communities. Roxanne's work is informed by the time she spent teaching at the elementary, high school, and university level. She is currently completing her PhD in education at McGill University. Her current research explores the role and impact of digital technologies for citizenship education. Thank you for joining me this evening, Roxanne.
Thanks, Robert. Happy to be here.
Well, it was great meeting you at South by Southwest EDU. I was quite surprised we actually hadn't met each other, being in the EdTech space in Canada. And of all places, we meet outside of Canada at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas.
It was surprising to meet there for sure, but it was a great time.
It was actually quite a fascinating event as well, wasn't it? I really got a lot out of South by Southwest EDU.
I attended so many sessions, just really inspiring and thoughtful work is being done all across Canada and the U.S., and it was just such a great event to be a part of.
Well, I had the good fortune. The highlight was, besides meeting you, was Nolan Bushnell, the founder of Atari, who mentored Steve Jobs, was someone that introduced himself to me at one of the events, and I was just so humbled and honored, and we are continuing our collaboration, actually, which is kind of cool.
It's so cool what goes on in South by Southwest EDU. You could be in line at a coffee shop and have, you know, Bill Gates behind you and the president of another company in front of you, and it's just everybody there is so exciting and passionate about what they're doing that there are no wrong turns.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, congratulations on your senior leadership role at Learning Bird. You bring an impressive credential to this fledgling startup. What attracted you to Learning Bird?
Well, I met the co-founder of Learning Bird, Christopher Kalika, at a networking event in 2011, and he was going on about this great idea he had. He was going to help individualize learning for students, and he was just so incredibly passionate about it. And he said, I promise I'm going to get back to you in a few months. We're going to concretize this, and we're going to need your help, the help of, you know, educators. And so I thought to myself, sure, you know, they'll get back to me. But sure enough, they did. And I came in and I met Henry Ryan, who is also the co-founder of Learning Bird. And they told me their idea, they showed me what they had, and their goals and mine just were really aligned. And I decided to join the team that same day.
Wow, fantastic.
Yeah.
That's really exciting. Now, you know, one of the challenges that we see in education, when the industry mixes in, there's a bit of a stigma. And you bring in a different dimension with your credentials, but you see that. How do you dispel that with some organizations?
Yeah, that's something I think about a lot, actually, because it's a tricky path to navigate. Personally, I had always been very skeptical of the role of industry in education early on in my career.
Right.
And it wasn't until, you know, I started meeting folks like Henry Ryan, who's, as I said, our co-founder and CEO of Learning Bird, that I realized what an amazing contribution industry can make for education.
Right.
You know, if your heart is in the right place and your goals and your passions are there, then there's a major contribution that industry can make.
Absolutely, and I had the good fortune of meeting Henry as well last year, and I was so impressed by him. He's very passionate about making a difference, and that's the unique thing about folks in this industry. I've been immersed in it, you know, some 15 years. I feel like the godfather of EdTech in Canada. But it keeps me inspired to see the differences you can make, you know, with great solutions. And Learning Bird is a solution that has tremendous potential. So perhaps you can give me a kind of 30,000-foot view of, in our audience, what Learning Bird is aiming to achieve in education.
Sure. Basically, Learning Bird is designed to be an individualized educational support tool that students can use anywhere they have access to the internet. So if they're struggling at home with their homework or they're in class and they just can't get this one idea, all they have to do is log into Learning Bird to get some help that's specifically targeted to suit their needs as an individual. And we do that by basically harnessing the amazing power of teachers. Learning Bird works by collecting digs made by teachers, which can be videos, presentations, documents, even songs. Teachers have total creative freedom in terms of what they share. And we collect these lessons and we align them to curriculum, textbooks, subject, and grade level. So when the student is struggling, they just log in. They can search by keyword or enter the page number of their textbook that they're struggling with. And out will pop a bunch of different lessons made by different teachers on the exact same topic. And then students can rate the lessons as helpful or not. And we have an adaptive algorithm that basically learns how the student learns over time, providing better matches with every search.
Wow, that sounds impressive.
It's a mouthful, yeah.
Leading edge. Well, kudos to that. And so you are currently populating the site with lessons. How many lessons do you have compared to the Khan Academy, for example? I think of that content being available on YouTube or wherever.
Basically, we have over 7,000 lessons, which is, you know, about three times that of Khan Academy. And another thing that we do that's very different from tools like Khan Academy is we share our revenue with the teachers who create the content. So our goal is very much to provide sort of multiple perspectives for students. You know, the idea is that kids learn in different ways. And so what we try to do is find the right explanation or the right approach for every student. And then when the student finds the lesson that helps them, we give 50% of our revenue back to the teacher who created that lesson.
Fantastic. So teachers can get in touch with you via your website to register to become contributors?
That's right. It's totally free for teachers to use, which is something that's very important to us. Part of the philosophy of Learning Bird is to provide teachers with a platform where they can share their content and access each other's content, really create this community for them online, but also reward them for the amazing content that they're creating.
I'm intrigued by your model then. So teachers who contribute get free access, and then teachers who choose to subscribe, they pay a fee, or students pay a fee, or parents?
That's right. So basically how it works is teachers as contributors always use Learning Bird for free.
Yeah.
And students, by way of their parents or their schools, purchase a subscription to Learning Bird.
Very cool. Count me in. Can I invest in this company? It's I'm intrigued by...
Get in line, Robert.
Okay. I like the model. Well, that's a good segue, it being an EdTech startup. There's a lot of excitement and passion and energy. And it's a hot sector right now. I know at South by Southwest in Toronto, there's over 150 companies affiliated with the Mars Innovation Center, and you're one of them. How is Montreal doing? Montreal is a bit of a hotbed for digital gaming in that space.
Yeah, I mean, there seems to be a lot of interesting work going on here in Montreal. Some of it is gaming. Some of it is education related. And it does seem to be a hotbed. I know that when I went to South by Southwest, there were so many different companies there, so many startups as well, which was really exciting to see how many new ideas were getting a chance to be displayed there.
Fantastic. And now you've your second year now, and you've got pilot projects going on throughout North America?
That's right. We've got some going on here in Canada as well as across the U.S. in several different states. And it's really starting to take off. And we're excited to get the feedback of the students and teachers using Learning Bird.
Fantastic. Now, Mindshare is a partner in the LEADS project spearheaded by Dr. Lajoie at McGill University, looking at EdTech impact being made in education and trying to measure the impact. You're doing some interesting things in the EdTech space. What are your areas of interest, and how did you discover this?
Our areas of interest are in also, well, especially in individualized learning.
Mm-hmm.
So we're interested in understanding what is it in a piece of learning material, what is it that gives that student that aha moment? And I think actually that probably researchers all over the world and over the course of history have been sort of trying to figure that out. So, but we're hoping to make a meaningful contribution in understanding which lessons meet which students' needs and exploring the data that comes back to us from our users will be really interesting to see.
Fantastic. And what advice do you offer to youth looking to get immersed in the EdTech space? I mean, you're a very youthful person. You've gone through this transformation, if you will, and, you know, seem to have discovered your passion. It's really about discovering your passion and adapting to the 21st century global digital world that we now reside in.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm somebody who's always been looking forward, and I want to be a part of the future of education as much as possible. I think that young students in education can do so much. You know, I wasn't sure what role I was going to play. I thought that perhaps for a long time I would be a researcher and be an academic, and I didn't think of the ed tech world as a viable place for me with just a background in education. But so many of our skills are transferable, and this is where they need our passions, basically. So I think this is a really great time to be pivoting as someone in education and looking at what do I have to contribute? What are my big ideas? Because right now industry is listening. So it's a great time to be raising your voice.
Well, that's fantastic advice, and you speak so eloquently about it. And perhaps you can share with us, how are things in the Quebec education system? How are things evolving with ICT? I know they did a big rollout around smart board technology. There's a great example of the Eastern Township of Quebec School District was Dr. Ron Canuel is formerly superintendent of that district, and they were one of the first ones to roll out one-to-one computing district-wide in all of North America. So there are pockets of innovation.
Oh, absolutely. And there are school boards locally here in Montreal, like the Lester B. Pearson School Board, which is going to be bringing Wi-Fi across the district, which for us is a major innovation, and that are bringing a sort of one-to-one iPads and Chromebooks into the classroom. And students are excited. They're excited to see their teachers, you know, wanting to use the tools that they're already passionate about. And it's really reinvigorating classrooms across the province.
That's really exciting. And I'll be coming to Montreal early May for the LEADS Research Project partner meeting. So we'll have to touch base with you and the folks at Learning Bird and perhaps get a demo and share some of your success stories with us.
That would be so much fun. I'm really looking forward to giving you the tour and maybe Fantastic. Get you some poutine out here.
Oh, poutine, you know, yes. In moderation, of course.
You can't come to... No, of course, in moderation. Sounds good.
So one of the fun questions I always like to ask in closing, what is one of the key technologies that you cannot do without on a daily basis?
Oh, my goodness. That would probably be my phone. For me, it's my smartphone is basically attached to me at all times.
You're allowed to say what type of smartphone it is. I just got a new smartphone. I'll let you divulge what you're using and I'll share
I'm using a Nexus, Google Nexus.
Oh, cool.
And I love it. I'm totally, totally addicted to it. It does everything I need it to do and more. It teaches me things. This phone teaches me things on a daily basis.
Wow. That's awesome. Now, so Android-based.
Yes.
Lots of traction around Android these days, it seems. And Google.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's picking up in technology, you know, as always, but, you know, increasingly in education, as we go to conferences, we see the ever-growing presence of Google. So definitely making waves
awesome.
For us.
I just got a Samsung Note 3. That's my technology of choice these days. I'm sharing my secrets here. And
Samsung is also amazing. Samsung yes. and Google are both creating amazing products these days.
One of the key things is I need a bigger screen. I find the screen size is fantastic. So you can virtually do, you know, 50% of your workload off that device, which is pretty cool.
It's so cool. You can take your work with you everywhere you go.
I feel very blessed and fortunate to be in this space and collaborating with people like yourself and really making an impact in the future of learning and preparing our future leaders for the 21st century digital economy that we're facing.
Absolutely. I mean, there is no more exciting time to be in education than right now. We're right on the cutting edge. We're introducing new things all the time, and we're learning so much, not only students, but educators, edtech specialists, policymakers. We're all constantly learning by the innovation that's coming out and seeing how we're reacting to it. And it's just, it could not be a more exciting time.
Well, before we wrap up, I just want to say I'm looking forward to seeing you at Connect 2013 in iconic Niagara Falls, Canada, May 8th to 9th. I understand you guys will be part of the EdTech Startup Alley.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this will be our second year at Connect. And for us, it's just one of the conferences that we really look forward to. I mean, it's connecting educators with industry, with policymakers, with researchers. It's really the place to be if you can be in May, and especially for Canadians and Americans everywhere. I mean, it's just for educators, this is the conference to make this summer.
Thank you so much for that little plug. I didn't expect it, but well, it really is an exciting one to be at. And as you say, it's North America wide, and it's K-12 and higher education leaders that can. It's got an element of South by Southwest, too. I think maybe we should infuse that. Can we call it North by Northeast, perhaps, EDU?
That sounds good.
All right. We'll talk about that. We'll forge a partnership on that one. Well, thank you so much for your time this evening, Roxanne.
Thank you, Robert.
That was Roxanne DeForges, Head of Academic Relations at Learning Bird, Inc. My name is Robert Martellacci of the Mindshare Learning Report. Be sure to check out www.mindsharelearning.com to get your latest issue of the Mindshare Learning Report. And until next time, keep the learning curve steep.